Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God Allah. We begin with Allah's name. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give. We welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of the Female Solution, I am Kareem Hamid, along with our beloved co-host, Naima Latif, as she presents the female solution. All praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. We are looking forward to a very enlightening broadcast this morning, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, I hope we are all getting prepared for the upcoming Ramadan. Praise be to Allah, the Ramadan fast. We look forward to that sacred occasion every year. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah, as we get prepared for the blessed month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed. Praise be to Almighty God. As I stated earlier, I am Kareem Hamid, the radio station manager for American Muslim 360, and I'm grateful to partner with Sister Naima Latif. She is the executive director and producer of The Female Solution. As I await her presence on the studio board, I want to share with you some important public service announcements, and I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at cwsc.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waridduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org for a complete schedule of our speakers. Email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booby traps everywhere. Come join us each week to learn about these booby traps that cause health to be denied. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to listen to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWSura. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community Wide Shurers Conference, at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
And we are back. My phone just cut off. I'm not sure what happened, but it shut down on me. And we're still awaiting Sister Naima Latif on the studio board here. I hope all is well with her. You know, she's not experiencing technical difficulties that occasionally occur on Blog Talk. But you're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, an intelligential component of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and this is the broadcast of the Female Solution. So as we await our beloved sister to make her presence known on the studio board, the title of this broadcast is The Female Solution. So until Naima makes her presence known, I want to invite the females that are connected to and listening to this broadcast. If you would share what is on your mind from a female perspective, I think that would be a valuable usage of our time as we wait on Naima Latif to show up on the studio board. I don't see her at this time. Okay. Area code 727-741. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. God speak to you upon everyone. Martha Naila here calling from, well, I'm in Florida, y'all. Clearwater, Florida at this present time. And I'm so thankful. As you mentioned, I want to know more, as you say, give the female perspective in reference to in general.
In general. Yes, ma'am. Okay. For anything that is on your mind.
On my mind. Okay. What is on my mind I'm just taking it for granted or advising or suggesting that when we read Revelation, I want to take it there, that, you know, at some time, point in time in my life, I was prompted to become more knowledgeable or aware of my relationship with the Creator. And then I didn't want to just keep it there as a spiritual, in the moment kind of thing. And then once that feeling passes, then get back into what world of thought do you go into? And I had to ask myself that, address it, and then realize that my being, yes, I am a woman created in this world as a girl, a little girl, and I still think sometimes, I'm in my 70s, everyone, sometimes of those moments of being a girl. And I ask myself, what did I expect from my being a girl? What did I expect life to be like? And, of course, my mother prompting us that marriage was a prospective thing for us to look at, that we were being groomed and to a degree, you know, cleaning house, knowing how to cook, knowing how to dress, knowing how to have certain manners. And as a girl, so I didn't concentrate on the other part of this life, you know, the male part of it. That just came with a, I don't know. I didn't give any concentration to that. It's just preparing yourself to be what you are as a girl and a young lady. And then, of course, the world burst open, a whole new segment of things. So as a female, a little more knowledgeable as far as knowing my math and my science and general education, right, and history and loving to study history and seeing what others had done in history after they had transitioned or passed on. And, of course, still the moment came when relationships, you know, with the opposite sex, and then having married and having children, a lot in between that, of course, but getting to know the opposite sex is what I mean. Having conversations and seeing, not even thinking like we think different. I didn't even think that. It's just having a common bond. And then entering into the world of responsibility, I just assumed that the man would take care of everything. All I had to do was cook and clean and be happy. I'm telling you, as a female girl growing up, that's what I thought, you know. Everything was just going to be rosy and everything was going to be fine. You know, the house was going to be clean, food was going to be cooked, children, and then there were children. Now, that's an unknown world that I entered into. So, Kareem, as a female, you know, we I can just say we grow expecting the adornment of, or the pleasures and the happiness, and we have those expectations of men being that strong, that strength, that lean on shoulder kind of person. And but then I entered and realized, you know, our thinking as females was not taken as serious. But in school, it was. But outside of school, sometimes it wasn't, especially in the political arena. I'll stop right there, Kareem. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Martha, for your sharing. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. You know, I, as a young boy, I was looking at my father, and I noticed he would get up and go to work 5 days a week. So that let me know that would be part of my future. And I saw the relationship him and my mother had. I was very pleased with what I saw. And that one day, inshallah, I would walk in his footsteps. And praise be to Allah, I did. 3 times. I've been married 3 times, praise be to Allah. I want to... like, this is the female solution, and we have as our model our beloved Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him, and may Allah grant him the highest station in paradise. But I've been reflecting on his wife. Since this is the female solution, I want to share some of the significance of his first wife, Khadijah.
May Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon her, and may Allah grant her the highest station in the paradise. You know, in the Quran, and when Allah speaks of being male and female that get married, Allah says that you are a covering to one another. You are a covering to one another. And it was just yesterday, my mind went to, but after the Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him, after he received the first revelation in the cave that we call Mount Hira, now it is Jabal Nur, the mountain of light. Based upon him sharing that experience, we know that, you know, all of a sudden you hear a voice speaking to you, and that voice introduces itself as the Creator. That really, wait, hold on. Naima's calling me now. Hold on, please.
So it's not to have dead air, everyone, until Kareem returns. We say greetings of peace to you again. And just know, Dr. Naima Latif is the author of the Female Solution book. She's known internationally with the World Religion Ambassadors, and she's there in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, Naima is with us now.
So are you able to hear me now? Yes.
We
have a little bit of a technical issue with our... Yes, we have a little bit of technical issue with our guest, so we're trying to fix the audio issue. And as soon as we can get that corrected, we're going to be able to bring her on. She's a fascinating woman from Chicago, but has recently returned from Kenya. And we want to hear her story because we're talking about the impact of our global family. And Carolyn, I'm calling you now. It's 312-982. That's your number?
312? Yes.
Okay,
in
so
fact,
you can hang up on this number and I'm calling you now.
Okay, I got you.
Right. You can hang up and answer.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Hello? Naima, would you press one on your phone so I can keep up with your number?
Okay, I've actually called you from the studio number, and I don't have a way to do that, I don't think.
Okay. I have your mic open.
And you're being we're going to take a quick break so I can adjust the audio because we're on three different channels now.
Wow.
So we're going to get rid of the echo. So give me a moment. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And by then, we'll have fixed this audio echo.
Inshallah.
Hello?
And if you're watching this, that means you
want
to...
Hello?
Yes, hold on.
You are being heard.
In these times, people are using the internet. They're using neighbors, family,
folks. Minister Robert Floyd Plump.
Wow.
Now, if you're
in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is one business. today. We produce hope.
You have reached the On Air Radio Network. Please state your name and you will be entered into our studio. Please keep your phone on mute until you are ready to speak.
Please announce yourself.
Okay, I want to give Naima time to fix her technical troubles that she is experiencing at this time. Let me open up her mic again, see if it's still echoing. So praise be to Allah. Let me share with you another public service announcement. And I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, and we are grateful for your patience with us as we broadcast the Female Solution. Alhamdulillah.
On the next episode of Community Buzz, we welcome back to the airways of American Muslim 360, the Pearls of Women veteran talk show host Nimad Shahid, as she shares her academic pursuits as a student fellow and her work in interfaith collaboration. Plus, we'll share the debut of the new CWSC Town Hall Plaza. Join us this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Community Buzz, AM 360's weekly magazine show, where we ask, have you heard? Every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Don't miss it. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Alhamdulillah, we are back. I'm going to see if Naima is able to broadcast. Morning. Clearly.
And there we are. Okay.
There we are. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. So we're able to hear you now. Are you back? Let me make sure that our listening and viewing audience. Can hear us clearly.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
And
to start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Okay. Are you able to hear me now?
Oh, no, we got to echo.
Nope. Okay. Are you able to hear me now?
I hear you. I'm not sure if our guests can hear you.
Okay. So now let me make sure that our guests can hear. right? Let's see. And we've got a few people on the on-air radio network line. Carolyn, are you still there? All right, let's see. Now, our studio line is connected. So we're going to make sure that our studio audience is able to...
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm opening the mic for 334-747. Can you hear us?
Praise God and good morning. This is Elder Talaferro to Nillian MacArthur. Peace and blessings be upon you.
Well, thank you for helping us with our sound check today. We had a few technical difficulties, so I just want to make sure I can hear everybody. Kareem, are we still able to hear you?
Well, you are coming across very clear. Praise be to Allah.
Wonderful.
I hope
okay.
you can hear me.
We appreciate that. Now, we had some problems with our guest phone creating echoes, and we were trying to resolve that. And we'll see if we can get her back on the line.
Naima, it may help if she would take her phone off of speaker. Sometimes that creates an echo.
Perhaps that was a problem, yes, because we definitely want to hear her story today. And, you know, this has been a time for us to really examine the way we are treating people, the way we are appearing in the world, even as people who are having an impact when we go abroad. And she recently has been a traveler and has come back with a story about her journey to Kenya. So we're going to talk to her. We need to take one more break to make this connection. And we'll be right back because we want to make sure you can participate in this discussion. We'll be right back. So just stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. and I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in LS Law. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dupreeta Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
That is a wonderful broadcast, Dean, that our beloved sister shared with us. I'm going to open up the mic of Naima and see if things are ready now.
I want to greet our American Muslim 360 family. Assalamu alaikum. We're joined with our American Muslim 360 radio broadcast family every Wednesday, along with our Female Solutions line, and of course, we've expanded to include the on-air radio network, another global network that gives us a chance to talk directly to our listeners all around the world and get their comments. So we're excited about that, because as we grow and expand, we continue to learn. So without further interruption, we want to greet our guests. First, let me acknowledge our wonderful co-host, Kareem Hamid, always steadfast, no matter what, there every Wednesday to make sure that we bring in our global Muslim family through AM360 and certainly sharing words of wisdom. So, assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. Thank you so much for your patience this morning.
I want to also thank our listening audience for their patience also. Praise be to Almighty God.
Absolutely.
Allah.
Yes.
Amen. So, yeah, I've had to do quite a few different hookups here, but we are here live online. And one of the wonderful things that makes this show worthwhile is the fact that we have such loyal listeners. Now, 312-982, that's your line, right, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hang up one of them. I think I've called you twice.
Okay, repeat that. Repeat
right.
The number again.
Okay, well, we still have you on. I just had one number that had been dialed twice, so, you know, that.
Oh, okay.
That was good. And Brother MacArthur, we thank you so much for assisting. Just hold on. We're going to get your comments. And we've got Minister Plump on the line on our on-air radio network. Thank all of you all for listening in, for calling in, and for being a part of the Female Solution. Over these past 12 years, we've had a chance to really expand and grow. We've had guests from all over the world. So you've seen our new video opening. You've been hearing us greet our listening audience. And now we put together a visual so that you can see the words. And we really want to teach people how to talk to each other around the world. And I've had a chance to go to a number of countries. And now we've got with us Carolyn Ruff, known all across Chicago as a very fervent human rights activist. She's recently come back from a trip to Kenya, brought there by people who wanted her to expand her activism. And so, Carolyn, I'm going to give you the floor and give you a chance to tell our audience a bit about yourself, what you've been doing over the past several years, which has given you the reputation of a very powerful voice for justice, and what brought you to Kenya and what you learned in that journey.
Okay, thank you for having me. Again, I am Carolyn Ruff, one of the activists and servant leaders in Chicago. The name of my organization is Black Lives Matter, Women of Faith, and we organized the organization when Laquan McDonald was murdered. We decided to have an organization so we could help people, help one another, and travel across the country to help others. So I've done so many good things here in Chicago, such as on Martin Luther King's birthday. Just this year, I got a team, and we fed the homeless and gave them warm blankets. And so that was pretty big, but I just returned to Nairobi, Kenya. I was invited through this team from Ohio. His name is Bishop McCory. He invited me to come along with his team on a social justice event. And so we arrived there on the 8th of November, and they greeted us at the airport. It was so amazing, the love, the comfort, the children, how they greeted us, how they fed us while we were there. We didn't have to eat out or eat at different restaurants. They took us around Kenya. We went to different churches while we were there. We had a chance to fellowship with them. We were dancing. The children was dancing. They were embracing us, and it was just amazing spirit and a awesome atmosphere. So I was so happy that they asked me to come back to do another workshop on social justice and if I could bring a team. So that's what I'm working on now.
So when you were brought or you know, asked to come to Nairobi, Kenya, what were some of the issues that the people were facing that they wanted to expose you to?
Well, basically, it's the same issues that we're having here, but there's a lot of homeless, poverty, children on the streets with their parents. It's a lot of government things that's happening there that they need, that we need in our country. They're going through the same problems that we're having here in the United States. And so as far as social justice, they're going through the same thing. There's a lot of killing there, and just like it is here. So it's nothing different around the country. Everything is basically going through the same problems that we're having.
Were you surprised? You know, we tend to have this fantasy about Africa. Oh, when I get to the motherland, it's going to be so beautiful, and I'm coming home, and then we come to the same thing. Were you surprised at what you saw?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't because I know that, you know, things happen and no matter where you go. It's the same problems that everybody here are experiencing. And no, I wasn't surprised. People on the street begging for money. One thing about them, they make different blankets, jewelry to sell so they could have money, for food. And so, no, I wasn't surprised at all. I was just happy to be part of that team that asked me to go along with them.
So, you know, as an activist, you often challenge people in positions of power, you know, people running for office, people who are in office. And in America, you know, there's a lot of freedom to do that, whether it's holding a sign, marching, protesting, demonstrating, you know, even civil disobedience. And we've seen a whole history of how civil disobedience has made a change. Is the government structure in Kenya one that allows for that kind of activism from citizens, or is there a different response to the government when people are protesting? What did you observe?
Well, actually, we didn't really get a chance to protest. Like I said, we were visiting different churches, seeing how they conduct their service, as far as going for social justice. I had a chance to give a great testimony to the women, how what happened to me the years that I've been an activist here in Chicago, and how God healed me to continue to do the work that he put on my heart to do. And so as far as me doing activist there, no, it was more or less like a service testimony, teaching moment.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, my sister.
Hello.
Yeah. Well,
yes,
I think our host had a question.
Yes.
Are you ready to take some questions now, Carolyn?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Brother Kareem, our co-host has a question, and then we've got some calls on the line with questions. Go right ahead.
Yes. In your travels, you have, from what I'm gathering from what you were sharing, that people around the world, just common people, we share the same human experiences. You know, like you were saying, that the same experiences are occurring in other countries. The most citizens in other countries, they like the American citizenry. Regardless of the policy of our government policies toward the country of Iran, their citizens love the American people. They do. They truly are fascinated with the citizens of this country, and there's a warmth. Government policies may not reflect that, but the citizens of Iran, they have stated publicly they truly like the American people. And as we travel, we see
similarities between just the common person, praise be to Allah, and that that leads to the conclusion that all of humanity is one, is one.
That's right.
We may live
That's
in
right.
different regions of the earth and different countries. It's mainly government policies that cause confusion between countries. It's usually not the people themselves. So what you are sharing with us is very important so that we see ourselves as one humanity. Praise be to Almighty God for that. As American citizens, when we travel abroad, it's like visiting someone else's home. We should be on our best behavior that reflects who and what we are as a country, regardless to the government policies that people may disagree with. But the citizens themselves, they reflect the oneness of humanity. And may Almighty God continue to bless you as you move along the area of social justice. That's all I wanted to say at this time. We thank you, Carolyn.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing that. You're absolutely right. It's not the people. It's more or less the government that divide us, really. We just have to keep continuing to help one another as one, come together as one, because, like I said, we all have the same issues in our city, countries, across the country, around the world. So we just have to continue to help one another, to be out there, to assist whomever that need our assistance. And so that's why I like doing what I do, because of the fact that I do a lot in the community as well, traveling across the country to stand in solidarity with families that their loved ones have been killed by the police or have been brutally killed by whomever. I get several phone calls asking me if I would come and be with them, to be with their family, because you have to have that warm spirit in order to do what I do, in order to have other families to see that within you. You know, you have to love each other. So in Kenya, that's the spirit that I got, how they embraced us, how they invited us to their homes, how they took us around and showed us different things, and it was amazing. Will I go back? Yes, I'm planning to go back. They would like for me to come back in May of this year, and hopefully I could bring a team with me, but if not, I probably will travel alone just to, honor their request. Because, like I said, they're very nice. It's a very nice atmosphere to be around people that you don't know and how they embrace you. And it's the love that they give you. And it's just so amazing. I wish we could have that type of love here in the United States, but we just have to keep pressing on, and eventually, God will show that we're all one instead of being separate or divided people. So, yes, it was really nice.
Yes. Well, that's really good to know, because some people have so much fear of traveling. We've got some callers on the line that I know want to ask about your trip to Nairobi, Kenya. And we wanted to have a chance to get a glimpse of the motherland, the East Coast. and you know, it's interesting. Sometimes I hear people say, "Well, tell me about the country of Africa." I'm like, "It's not a country. There are 53 countries.
Chris.
It is a continent.
Smell good.
many countries, many languages. That's why we greet you all in so many languages, and some of them from Africa, so that we could get a better global perspective for so many Americans. If they have not traveled abroad, they're not in the eastern of the world. They just don't know." So let's open up the microphone for a few of our listeners. Brother Neil Calafaro, thanks so much for joining us. Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Carolyn Ruff? Thank you. Area code 334-747. Your mic is open. So I have your question or comment for our guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Praise God. All praise be unto God. Yes, I just want to second those comments and just say that we have to continue to be the change that we want to see in the world and continue to be social activists and to continue to make the love of God known and to share that love so that we can have a more peaceful world and continue to do echo what Carolyn and what Brother Kareem has said, echoing that love and the power of oneness of humanity, and continue to also represent ourselves as citizens, and let our voices be heard, so that we can be the change that we want to see in the world, and so that we can be examples of that. And just want to say, continue blessings to all present, Brother Kareem, yourself, and Brother Plump, and Sister Carol, and on this holiday that they celebrate, Happy Valentine's Day, and may God continue to bless us all.
Well, thank you so much, Brother. We appreciate you so very much. And before we take a break, we're going to take another caller. And, you know, this is because, you know, there's a whole story about Valentine's and Valentine's Day. But, you know, we on the Female Solution, we decided we're going to really examine love this month. Love in all forms, whether it is romantic love between individuals or love between the human family. And are we really being loving? I'm glad you said that, Carolyn, about the people being so loving. One thing that I have observed just in traveling to other countries, there's a great spirit of hospitality that you receive from other places. And I'm wondering if we're as friendly. I guess some people are on an individual basis, but I'm wondering if Americans are known for their hospitality and their love and their welcoming attitude when others are here. Because I personally am not seeing it as much. You know, when people come, sometimes they're greeted with a bit of hostility. Carolyn, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think we in America are as welcoming to people who come from other countries, whether they be different language, different culture, different religion? What do you observe?
No, I don't. I really don't think that we have the type of love that they show us in the different countries. Even in the churches, you know, it used to be a loving place to go and, you know, and praise God and just, you know, forget all of your problems or whatever. But there's so many different things that's going on in the churches as well. And, you know, even passing people on the street, you know, they don't look at you eye to eye. You know, you speak to them and they'll just brush you off. So, no, it's not the same type of love that that I received in Kenya through people that I'm just meeting, even the children, how they embrace you, how they, when they see you walking and they're just take your arm or, you know, they will direct you to different places. They would protect you. And it was just an awesome thing, an awesome experience to experience. Because there's so much hatred here in the United States, just to go to visit a country and to feel that love. It was so important to feel that type of love, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on here in the United States where you come back to your country, you could see or you could deal with people in a different way now, you know, and you could continue to show love to them, and eventually they would show love to you if you continue to show your love. And so that's very important with my activism. You know, we got to love each other, because if we don't, we can't get anything that we're fighting for resolved. You know, we have to come together as one. We can make people love us, but we could show love to them, and eventually they would feel the love that's coming from us. They would also embrace their love. So we just can't give up on our people. We just have to keep striving. We have to keep showing that, you know, they are somebody. You know, we have to show our homeless that we have not forgotten them either. And so that's what I do. I show my love around the country, including the states, and I just travel all over the United States just to show love.
You know that is a wonderful thing. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah. In this country, we have been fed a false of a false reality. You know, we hear the government use terminology as American exceptionalism. We are better than everyone else. And those type of words, they flow in to the mind of us as citizens. And we look at people that may be different or come from another orientation as the other. You know, the idea, I must hearken back to that we are one humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty God says to us, you will not enter the paradise until you have faith, and you will not have faith until you practice loving you one another. Now, that is
right.
A universal. That's not to one congregation or one country. That is a universal message to love humanity. You know, that's very important. We have been set against each other in this country, Republican against Democrat, Democrat against Republican, white against black, black against white. All of these separations, those are false barriers introduced in the family of man, Well, yes, we have different opinions, but I can love you where you're at, you know?
Right.
I can love where you are at. And we can agree to disagree and still care about the well-being of each other. That is so important, that idea of loving you one another. Now, that don't mean I'm going to walk around hugging and kissing everybody that I see. That's not the love that Almighty God is expressing. That's not the love that he's expressing. That is a good love, you know, to hug and embrace. But you have to love humanity, period. Period. You know, period. We are a unique species. We are a unique part of the creation. And Almighty God created us, as one humanity. And you have to love humanity. You know, that's what you feel in your appreciation for each other. And respect our uniqueness. We learn mm-hmm. from each other through what you are doing now, Sister Carolyn. You are experiencing other cultures, other languages, and we can enjoy those cultures, bring them home, and enjoy the reward and benefit for that experience. God says, I made you different nations and tribes so that you would become acquainted with each other. So I'll stop right there. This is the most important, that we understand what the love of humanity is. It's very important. Mm-hmm. It's growing, but there's great forces that don't want to see that. They want to keep the human being divided. And we have to fight against that and practice loving one another. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we've got to take a quick break. Our 8:05. Carolyn, you're welcome to stay with us if your time permits. Of course, this is someone that we all know and love. We've been championing his fight for the last several years. Donnie Savory, who was wrongfully arrested for murder at the age of 14 in Peoria, Illinois, and wrongfully convicted and served 30 years in prison before being released and exonerated. But, of course, you know, when you've wronged somebody and taken so much from their life, you owe them. And the government owes him money for the damages of taking so many of his vital years away. And we gathered yesterday to meet and remind the government officials of their responsibility to repair in whatever way they must use the damage that was done. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with Johnny Savory. And those who are on our line, just hold. We're going to continue this discussion, and we're certainly looking forward to your comments as we continue to talk about love in the human family and whether or not our justice system is mean, cruel, hateful, and a very mercenary business that destroys families. We'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back, so just stay.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank,
Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit CWSC.us because together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dupreeta Hadi, Director for the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory. With the MCNRD four-step process to becoming a CWSC volunteer. Number one, go to CWSC.us. Number two, click the MCNRD tab. Number three, register as an individual or organization, nonprofit or for-profit. Number four, thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are now a CWSC volunteer in the MCNRD directory, the Model Community National Resource Directory. Thank you so kindly, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So I was telling my brothers if they ever had daughters to do certain things with their daughters, that way to just have little daddy-daughter dates and things and take them on little, have little journeys and take them out to eat and treat them like a young lady and open their, even if they're little, I don't care if they're from 3 to 13, treat them like a woman, open their door for them and hold the door and everything. So that way they will be used to it, because I said one day when they get older, they will look for a husband, and they will be so used to how their dad treated them and how their dad talked to them and told them how they were supposed to be treated, so they won't expect or they won't look for anything less. They will remember, okay, when I get older and if I will know how my dad treated me, and I will know not to get with anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Mikhail Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Wait a minute. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was 10 to age of 14 years old. I was falsely accused, unjustly convicted, and condemned to life in prison and faced death row twice, two trials, countless appeals. But never, God gave me something special when he sent me to this world. He gave me faith. And faith makes everything else work. It makes the impossible possible. It opens doors for you to spiritually, the Holy Spirit can come in and comfort you throughout your journey, your trials, ups and downs. And I realized that along the way, God was tempering me because it was a greater calling on my life than even I understood. And coming from a small town like, well, it's not really that small, it's a couple hundred thousand, like Peoria, and 150-year history of it, I can only imagine the souls that cried from the grave, the injustice that had taken place in that town and in many towns throughout this country. And I didn't understand that my life was chosen to unearth that pain and let them see what they are doing. Not only just children, but the innocent people, period. And since we've been in this country, we've known injustice almost every single day of our lives. And the reason I never use racism in this, because some of the participants were black officers, too. And that saddens us. And, but I want to give the wonderful spin to this, the loving part of it, too. Is that the mothers in my community, the grandmothers in my community, the aunts, the women, they came like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my godmother, Octavia Marie Burchett. She stood on the pastor, the prisoners, and everybody else in the city. And she fought for me like I came from her womb. Because my mother passed away when I was 6 months old. But that
muted
for me, man, like no other. And that was done through love, being threatened.
Unmuted.
By police officers and people who didn't want the truth to come out. And I want to let everybody know, I this ain't no indictment on all police officers. We're only talking about the few. We're talking about those who do not believe in the oath that they took. Because you have many women and men of all colors out there in law enforcement, military, and other places that do an awesome job for us. And I had to learn. I asked God, show me how to love. And there's something that comes with love that we don't talk about. Sorrow comes with love, too. Sorrow, I finally understood it when the Holy Spirit let me see the Lord when he was about ready to do what he was sent here to do. And he said to his father, he said, if anybody can take this cup, let him take it because I don't want it. And he walked back and forth and he was crying. He could see. And he tried to show them the goodness and the power of God as he walked with them. But some of them couldn't comprehend it. And that makes you sad when you could see something that they won't even open their eyes to see. And today, love is not promoted. Only in some places here and there. They promote sensationalism, reality TV, lying, cheating, and all those things. But they don't want to put the good things. Every now and then, 30-second sound bite come through with something good. That's why I'm glad you have the show. Glad for the listener that's in it. Because there's a lot of people out there in pain, and they need to know someone loves them. But no one would ever love you more than God because he gave you the life. I hear people say they can love unconditionally, but I know you can't. Only God can love unconditionally. Because, see, we have issues. We'll get upset at someone. We'll get mad at someone that we love. God don't do that to us. God reign on the just and the unjust. But we can do good things if we allow ourselves to. Allow God's goodness to shine through so we can inspire others with our testimony and our journey. They say, well, how did you make it? And I say the same thing all the time. God, it's the only way I could have made it because it didn't make sense to me to be in school one day and in the jail the next. And from there, never to see the streets again for 30 years. Mm-hmm. To lose my grandmother while on trial. To lose my dad on my 26th birthday. To lose both of my sisters.
Wow.
But God gave me so many surrogate family members. He didn't let me go without the family. He kept someone loving in my life. Kept someone around to watch over me, to protect me, just like he did Joseph. And the power of love, there's nothing greater. The enemy don't want to see that. The enemy don't want to see you. Because he got no weapon to use against it. You can't silence it. You can't erase it. Love do what love do. Love is not weak. It does not bow down. Our love allows you to journey this life. And every journey you take, every step you take, every lesson you learn is a blessing somewhere to be taught to someone. And you got to be thankful that you were chosen.
Yes.
To bring some warmth and comfort to other human beings. We were put here, and they forget this. Most people come here, and I used to notice, they say, well, we got to get a plot of land. So you getting a plot of land, and you just got here for what? Well, grandmama's buried over there, but you were brought here to love and live, not to love and exist and die.
Yeah.
You were brought here to live and enjoy one another, to be fruitful and multiply. And if you in a relationship and you're not receiving those fruits, you better get out.
Mm.
See, because we should look at each other like a gift.
Yeah.
A priceless gift, not property. We was indoctrinated as property for over 300 years. You were property. They call it chattel slavery. In that indoctrination, instead of me meeting my lady and having a beautiful, loving journey, I was bred like an animal.
Mm.
We want to forget that. But when you forget that, you won't be in a position to correct it so it never happened again.
Absolutely.
See, we know a thing or two about people trying to rob us of that love. And it's even more painful when it's your own that look like you. But I come to realize you can be my color, but you're not my kind.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart in the wrong place. Because there's no way we should allow our children to be kidnapped from our community and you don't open your mouth.
Yes.
Or a husband, or a wife, or a daughter, or a son, or anyone, a friend.
Absolutely.
But you won't open your mouth as our children lay in the gutter and their blood run What do you think God is feeling? How could you allow this to take place in this time and era?
We
ain't talking about 1500. We're talking about 2024.
Right now. And we're allowing it.
Where is your love?
They want to talk to you after your profound words.
Come on.
And that's what it's about. How are we allowing? We're going to play a short clip from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man with the power of his spirit was able to overcome 30 years of horror, and he needs to be paid. And we know that wrong was done. And so we all want to collectively not only stand up for the wrong that's being done to our family members and taking them away unjustly, but pay the price when we've done wrong. That's what governments need to do. So we want to bring you to a gathering of concerned citizens, and our dear sister Carolyn Ruff, always on the case, was among those standing up for Johnny Savory and his right to compensation, even though you can never really compensate someone for having taken years of their life. But to acknowledge that these are the earning years, these are the family years, these are the years, as he said, he would have been building his life, and to be behind bars is a travesty. So here we are. And for those who are listening online, I want you to take a listen. Those who are joining us on Facebook and YouTube, take a look.
I can't hear.
This is a big moment. And there's no way to go. Time is gone. And it's just long enough. And I get to go. Okay,
and that's basically the chant that came forth from that meeting, because we know that it's all about restoring justice. So we're going to go to our phone lines, and Kareem, let me know if you've got some callers on your line that want to add questions to Johnny Savory.
Yes, I have about three people here patiently waiting.
Okay, we're going to go back and forth. We'll take your call, and then we'll go to 773-436, and then we'll take another one from your switchboard, and then we'll go back to 312-632. And then we'll go back to your switchboard, and then we'll go to 815-656. So, callers, if you can just be mindful, we've got about 20 more minutes. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance. So if you can keep your question or comment to a minute or less, then we'll give our guests a chance to answer. So go right ahead, Kareem, with your first call.
Okay, error code 727-741. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Martha Nyla Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, Clearwater, Florida, and greetings of peace to everyone from our dear sister traveling all over and bringing the loving message home to us. I apologize the name-wise right now because I'm going to hurry through. And to our dear brother, praise be to Almighty God and blessings for your endurance. And whatever is due, Almighty God knows, and we pray that it will come forth. Dr. Naima Latif, thank Allah for you and Kareem Hamid and to all our listeners. May we keep all in prayer. As-salamu alaykum.
We are so grateful for you. We know that you are one that keeps it all together behind the scenes when necessary. We appreciate you. We've got a comment from our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher. Yes, she said, our first visit to the motherland was exactly what Carolyn said. You felt the love immediately. Thanks for sharing. Yes.
We need to be those loving people everywhere we are in the world. And when we are not, we need to fix it. So thank you so much for watching. And let me go to a caller. Area code 773-436. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for our guest.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Way-O-N-Y-R, shalom. Way-O means we are one. It's a word that I made up. I created. Sometimes you hear Minister Robert Floyd Plump use it. I'm Mama D, Evangel Yah Nubian in Chicago. I'd like to digress for a second. Yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the murder of my sister, Helen Richard, the first CTA driver ever claimed in the line of duty on 74th and Ashland. The CTA bus drivers burned their headlights from the time she was shot to the time she was buried, and 10,000 people attended her funeral. But
wow.
My mother, we were talking about love and the power of love, and Brother Johnny, you mentioned the women. My mother, before she testified at the trial, she walked past the mother of the woman who, as my mother put it, shot my sister down like a rabbit, quote unquote. And she said to her, "You have my sympathy."
Mm.
And it just sort of stopped everybody in their tracks, because she comprehended that my daughter is gone forever, but your daughter is also gone. She's going off to jail. And for my mother to have that kind of compassion for another woman in that situation, it really was showing love. And one thing I discovered, my sister was shot in the heart, while she was driving the bus. Anyway, she was shot in the heart, in that dark part of her breast, right next to the nipple. It was a little tiny hole. And it occurred to me, I've been looking all my life at this little bit devil doll with a bow and arrow that she shot right through a heart. Now, I said, my sister was shot with explosive bullets, and she couldn't live with a bullet in her heart. Why is it that we sit here and embrace this image of I done just kill love with this bow and this arrow?
Ooh.
In it.
Uh-huh. Wow. Images
and so
are
that's
both.
An example of when you got eyes and see not, and you have ears and you hear not. But love, we've been taught to hate, unnatural. 246 years of self-hate. You know, we love everybody else, but when I was in Ghana and when I was in Israel, people were happy to see you and smiling. That's not happening in America. If you, you might be told what you're smiling about. Or you, people just snap you up. But I'm from the country, and I have to say, we're not like that. We believed it. How do?
Yeah.
You know, how you feeling? I'm feeling tolerable well, you know. But
yeah.
I would like for you to get back to love and the power of that love, even in your situation, that you were able to feel from the women who are supposed to teach love, and here they are leading in the violence of abortion. So would you address that, Brother Johnny, please?
Yeah. And Mama D, we want to make sure that we let our listeners know she's going to be our special guest for our student podcast training on the Higher Learning TV show. So tune in live if you can, 2 o'clock Central Time this afternoon, and we're looking forward to a special message to our youth, giving them a voice. So thank you so much, Mama D, for your question. And Brother Savior, do you want to address that real quick? And then we've got about four other callers that want to ask questions, so go right ahead.
Yes. She's absolutely right, though. And I mean, it's once again, it saddens me because, see, we look for others to promote us, to celebrate us. It said, never go nowhere where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated.
Mm.
And we don't celebrate each other enough. And we act like some things didn't happen. As a matter of fact, it's sad for me to say, but we act like rape victims. And say, well, how do they act? Well, many of them go within themselves and try to pretend it didn't exist or cannot face the pain and agony of it. And you feel betrayed. You feel so many things when you're innocent and somebody take your innocence away from you. And you're stuck as a victim. It will never change until you become a survivor and allow God to heal you and to let your testimony ring out like no other. There's nothing wrong with crying out. Let it go.
Mm.
Let God. And then we must take a stance. We must protect one another. Not
Thank
just
you.
A man to protect a woman, but both of us to protect the household and teaching our children how to protect one another so it never happen again. But no, instead, you let the TV raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
You let the laptops raise your child. All of us want our children to have a better life than what we had. But some of the things that we had are irreplaceable. I remember a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, and an egg. Before I knew anything about pancakes, we had hotcakes, or whole cakes. You know, the whole pan was filled with it. Big old pancake. We ate. We would feed anybody. A stranger, we share.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have love if you don't share. Your hand cannot
mm-hmm.
be closed. When your hand closed, your heart closed. So can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out. And my sister told me something very profound. And it hurt me to even have to say it. But I had to say it. She said, most people like the graveyard. They take all you got and give you nothing.
Ooh.
That means you're selfish. And we are arrogant people, too. We don't like to talk about that. Ooh-wee, Lord have mercy. Where did we become so arrogant? It was before slavery. I can tell you that.
Mm.
See, because there ain't no way to stop. I hate it when they lied to me. All the white men came and stole us from the ain't steal me. You couldn't steal me from the greatest nation on the face of this earth. Stop lying to me. We need our own to be a participate in it. But I'm going to say again, yeah. Because you're my color, you're not my kind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Be my kind, believe in the principles of life like this. I love John Brown. Johnny, why
mm-hmm.
you love John Brown? Why we don't celebrate him on Black History?
That's mm-hmm. right.
He sacrificed his entire yeah. family for the freedom of us as slaves. Not to talk to us and say, hey, boy, do this here. No, y'all don't need. He armed them. He said, let's go fight.
Yes,
let's
did.
Go get the rest of them.
Yes, he did.
Huh? We
he
wouldn't
did.
Have made it through slavery without the help of white folks.
That's real.
All of them ain't the same. They're like all us not the same.
Right.
I never captured my – I wouldn't have been like the Zulus, went in there and captured my people and sold them to somebody else like they wasn't nothing. But we don't like to tell the truth. We like to keep on telling that lie. Rosa Parks got tired, so she didn't want to sit down today. That ain't what happened. Why you just didn't say we simply planned it?
Yes.
And now when you say the word plan, then we know you came together to do this. But we always
yeah.
want to sensationalize. They want to tell the truth about our sister. Who is our sister? Man, we realized Jericho Wall didn't come down just because they marched and sang. That ain't how it came down. That sister was in that Rahab.
Mm.
Hard God touch to hide my spies in here. But you want to leave Rahab out. Rahab family was the only family spared.
Story. Absolutely.
But you don't want to talk. You don't want to talk. You know, you do it just like the people when they come about the church. They look at the little sisters on the corner. Oh, that's a shame. You ain't walk over there and get her no dress.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, the ownership on this is us. I believe we was the gatekeepers of this. And we failed God, failed ourselves too at the same time. But he's still, in slavery, we be geniuses. We create all kind of things, all kind of things.
Yeah.
We blessed. Wouldn't be no open-heart surgery if it wasn't for a black man. Huh?
That's
wouldn't
right.
have been them street lights. They still be running into each other if we didn't do that. Blood plasma,
that's
Dr.
Right.
Charles Drew. God continued to bless us, but when are we going to wake up and show God the love he needs when about taking each other and loving on one another as we should?
Yes.
Stop
yes.
all these murders. How did, we ain't never let no kids take over the neighborhood. They taking over
thank
that
you.
Because they know you done swallowed them up in hypocrisy.
And they
you tell
not,
them one thing, and then you
yes.
do another.
Yes.
You
and
sit
they,
there and do all kind of things in front of your children today. And you're talking about they ain't got no respect for you. You ain't got nothing for them.
Ooh,
you supposed to train them up the way they're supposed to go.
There it is. They,
but you want to. You don't want to face that reality. And you don't want to see me there.
Mm.
You don't want to see me. Why, I ain't got nothing to do. I won't be out there and evenly yoked with you. I'm going to be yoked with the people that know how to love and protect our community.
I heard that. Well, Johnny, you got a bunch of folks that want to talk to you.
Come on. Come on.
Last 10 minutes.
Come on. Let's go.
I'm with you. Your turn. Go ahead, and then we're going to go to 815-656. You're next.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. So go right ahead.
Erico 773-449. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum. My sister Mir Muhammad Shaheed. Oh, to my brother, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I made some notes here. I hope I have time to say them.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard love. I heard faith. I heard conviction. And I heard your God consciousness. You know, we don't just go through things. We grow through them. We plan our life. Well, God planners too, and he's the best of planners. So what I'm hearing from you is a voice that can speak to humanity and make a difference. Imam Muhammad said that if you can speak to the natural nature of that human being, you can transform that human being no matter what they've been through in life. I hear you being a voice for humanity, my brother, and we should join forces with you to continue what we know needs to be done for humanity as a whole. So I would appreciate it if you would leave a contact number where we can contact you, because it's a word Imam Muhammad would say, being duly proportioned. That's what I saw, that Allah, even though you were behind bars, you were still a free man. You were still a free man.
Yeah.
And he's going to use you. He's going to use you to be in service to humanity, and we should all join. This within your voice and others that will come in your presence to join forces with you to get this message out to humanity. I thank you, brother, for being strong. We need many, 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 many more men like you, my brother, and I thank Allah for saving you and gracing us with your voice. And if you can leave a contact number at the end, I appreciate it. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks so much for your comment. And as I open this next mic, 815-656, and after this, we want to make sure we get your contact information so we can put up on the screen. 815-656, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for our guest. Go right ahead.
This is Rashida Ali here in Chicago. I just wanted to say that, you know, most human behavior is learned or acquired through social examples. And the acts of black-on-black violence beginning in slavery are no different. Black slaves had plenty of negative role models, and the guilt-ridden white males brutalized their slaves and seared the baby. So the black woman was restricted from activities and proximities of the white women working on the plantation. So I'm saying all this to say that the white men beat their wives and were violent, and our social behavior was learned or acquired through their social examples, and the weekend black on black raids and killings was as terrible as it has been in the roots of slavery and still is. So we need to unify and make demands in our community to stop this symbolic behavior that's causing us to hate ourselves and hate each other. Those who are in leadership and have ranks and et cetera need to unify. We don't even help our homeless here in America. We are giving food like wild animals and clothing while they sleep on the ground like wild animals. So we need to take an observation of our own and do assessment of ourselves, because we're contributing to this negative, you know, environment. So as a team, we can achieve, you know, as people, believers with faith and humility, we can achieve. But most of us don't. Even in our black community, our black selves, there's no other community that you can do an observation where there's an inkling of the amount of homicide that's going on, and they allow it. So if you allow it, then you're part of it. So you're no better than anyone.
That's true. That's true. But Sister Rashida, you know, like Brother Johnny just said, we let this happen because we're not loving our children. We're allowing them to be brutalized, and we're not stepping forward. We thank you for your call. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few others. Before we do that, Johnny, can you give us contact information? Do you have a website or a number where people can contact you if they want to be part of the movement to make sure you get paid for the injustice? How can they reach out to you and be a part of that movement? And thank you so much, Rashida. Always on the take.
Well, I have a website. It is www.SavoryInnocenceTour. That's SavoryInnocenceTour.org. That's Savory Innocence Tour. Don't worry about it. Just put it in. It'll pop up in Google. Phone number is 630-2222. I believe 6687. Text me. I know I get a lot of calls. Leave me a message.
So give me that phone number.
Okay, hold on.
630-222-6687. All right. Well, we can't
put your last two women that spoke, I agree with them wholeheartedly, as I agree with the show that you're doing. And you're doing what we need to do everywhere. Let our testimonies free us from the chains that bind us. Many of the chains that bind us, we put on ourselves. The number one chain is fear. When you have fear, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot make a difference.
Absolutely, you cannot.
Love frees you from that chain of fear.
Yeah.
And you have others out here that have that same love. And we must unite with one another. It's just that stuff to say. We have to unite. And I'm not talking about to unite to defraud one another, to belittle one another, to take advantage of one another. And I'm going to clear up this concept about being used. Yes, we must use one another. We must not misuse one another.
Absolutely.
We were sent here to use one another, to share. I repeat, you cannot have love if you don't share. And the number one love is to love God and love yourself and love your neighbor, period.
Love your neighbor.
And there is, we have Ecclesiastics. I've read both the Bible and the Quran and the Torah and Buddha. Love is central in all the books.
Absolutely. All we got another call. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in before we go. Area code 347-498. You have a quick comment or a question for our guest before we go?
I have a caller here.
47. Got a second. Going once, going twice. Okay, go right ahead to your switchboard. Get your last caller.
Okay, 706-627. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Please be very brief. We're under.
This is Brother Muhammad. This is Brother Muhammad. Umar Pop Muhammad. By the way, Columbus, Georgia. The best thing to tell Brother John today, the mercy that Allah is sending through you, God is sending through you, that you should understand and we all should understand that God is love. Not what we love for God, how we love God. Just remember that God is love. So knowing what that is, and then go use the two things that he left with us to help us overcome all that is behind us. When our hearts was innocent as little babies, that's why Shaitan hurt us when we were little. And keep on hurting us while we are young in heart. And it's hard to get rid of if you don't recognize not the love you might have for somebody or the love that you want from somebody, but recognize that God, Allah, is love.
There you go. So that sounds like a great the last word to end, because that is what we all must reflect. I want to thank all of you who called in. If we didn't get to you, well, of course, to come on back with tomorrow. We're always here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and you know, of course, American Muslim 360 is available right on Blog Talk Radio all day long. And we appreciate all of you who have lent your voice to this conversation. If you're watching us on the Female Solution Facebook or YouTube channel, we have on the screen the contact number. We want you to make sure that you get involved in this effort. You can go to www.savoryinnocencetour.org or call or text 630-222-6687. I want to thank our guests so much. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn Ruff, a fighter for justice all over the world. You are now a global advocate.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much for your courage. And Brother Johnny Savory, so profound. I don't know, we need to call you Reverend Dr. Johnny.
No. I like Brother Perry. That's he won't stay right there. And look, when they go to my website, I spoke to Carolyn Ruff about it. We're going to have an innocence tour. And right now we're in the stages to build support for the innocence tour, and people can make donations to the Innocence Tour. When you go on my website, you'll see what the Innocence Tour do. If you see a lot of children, because it's all about the children, because the children are the future. And if we don't protect the future, we ain't going to have no future. So if you want a future and want this thing to change, then support them that do, that make this out here with their life on the front line, like Carolyn, like you, Naomi, like John, like myself, and many others. And we need to feature all the unsung heroes that's in our country and outside our country that's doing this work. Because once we do that, we will have an awesome alliance of love and power, and love is not weak and is not afraid. God bless everyone, and I love you.
We love you back. Thank you so very much.
All right.
Well, we're at the end of the broadcast of Female Solution. And I want to invite everyone, if you would, to tune back into American Muslim 360 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time for the broadcast of The Halal Industry, Do For Self. It is hosted by our beloved Imam Wali Ayu Bilal and James Bashir. Praise be to Allah. We came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we remain grateful, remain thankful, keep up our prayers, and be grateful to Almighty God for what he has done for us, what he is doing for us, and what he shall do for us. Almighty God, ask of the whole of humanity this question. Which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? We got to be thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful. Praise to Allah.
Really? As I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lead a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life, for the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends I'm left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life, and all the things he's given you that makes your life, for the warm rays of sunshine, and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for less and more. But they gotta be alright,
gotta be right,
they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
They
gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Create the peace. Keep the peace. Assalamu alaikum.